Welcome back to Travel Dance with Anita and Friends. Today we're talking millennials and millennial travel trends. And we have someone in the studio with us who is, I'm going to call you the expert, Jason. We have Jason Elliott with the Go Generation in the studio with us today talking about millennial trends. And this is actually part two because we had a discussion earlier about the trends, because it really does seem as though travel brands, meaning the hotels, the airlines, the tour companies, really are looking at the trends and trying to see what do millennials want to do, where are you guys wanting to go, and what are you wanting to do when you get there? So how are millennials working with brands to influence travel, do you think? How are those two going together?
So from a perspective of like a big hotel chain going to millennials, say, hey, what do you think? Or just how are they?
Yeah, both of those actually. Because, I mean, is that happening? Mm-hmm. Are hotel brands going to millennials? Because I know there are millennial influencers out there, mm-hmm. bloggers that are out there, people mm-hmm. that are out there interacting quite closely with the brands.
Oh, I would say they're definitely investing tons of time, energy, and money to understanding from a customer perspective who these people are, how do they travel, and they definitely will leverage influencers, whether it be, and the funny thing is I've seen brands leverage influencers in different arenas. So it might be a food blogger or mm-hmm. someone into music or art and leverage them specifically. I know that the Renaissance has something, I think like local connectors. Mm. And so they'll connect you with someone in the local neighborhood if you're interested in art and things of that nature. And I know I've seen interesting things as if you're into art, as I mentioned before, they'll connect you with someone who's a historian or an artist. You can spend an afternoon with them to really hone in on the experiential aspect of staying in a hotel. So I have seen that. Mm-hmm. They're leveraging people who love to do it locally and then bringing their guests and connecting them together. So I have seen that.
So now are millennials, though, more interested in travel where it's more experiential?
I would say so. And I would say millennials and baby boomers. Mm-hmm. So you have folks that, and it depends on what scale. So you have folks who are really going for a specific thing. Like we have guests leaving on Friday. They're avid divers. That's all they want to do is dive all day and even sometimes at night. Wow. But then you have some folks that want a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. And some folks who just want that beach to just rest and get some R&R. So I would say definitely there's an experiential aspect of any type of travel experience, whether it be millennials or baby boomers, but specifically, yeah, you're seeing a lot amongst the millennials.
And we did talk the last episode about millennial travel. You know, hostels have become such a popular accommodation mm-hmm. that we're seeing, you know, big hotel chains mm-hmm. introduce kind of an adapted hostel-inspired mm-hmm. hotel where the rooms are very small and functional. But then there are a lot of like open places to communicate and socialize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's a good one. You're seeing a lot of that in Europe. A lot of that in Europe where you'll have these high-end hostels. I've seen them. I'm like, oh, these look nice. And right. they're kind of expensive too. but you're right in the sense of where the rooms may not be as big, but the person who's staying at this particular property may not want to be confined to the room. They want to be out in these open spaces. Yeah, to communicate with whomever is there. And you see these open spaces, they're also double as kind of co-working spaces as well. We have folks that show up.
Yeah, well, I just was in New York for the New York Times Travel Show, and I stayed at the Moxie, which is a Marriott property, mm-hmm. and it is very much like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I saw the pictures of it, I thought, is this a hostel? Where is this? You know, yeah, what is this exactly? But I decided to give it a try, and as a matter of fact, I ended up there were a lot of the other travel journalists that were staying there as well, and it was really a cool space because instead of closets, there were hooks on the wall, so you just come right in and you can, you know, hook everything, including your backpack and your coat and your, mm-hmm. you know, whatever things you might be bringing with you. The beds, there was a queen size bed and then a bunk bed above it.
Nice.
And yeah, and then workspace, there was a table that you could take from the one of the hooks on the wall and open out and place some chairs beside it. Mm-hmm. But when you didn't want that, you could unfold it and put it all, fold it rather, and put it back on the wall.
Super functional.
Super functional, super functional. So that's Moxie by Marriott, and I know True by Hilton has mm-hmm. developed something like that that's very similar to that as well. Now, we're talking millennial travel, and what are the trends in millennial travel? This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I'm sitting here with Jason Elliott with the Gold Generation, and of course, my right-hand lady, Olivia Varnson, and they're both millennials, so they're educating me on what these millennial trends are. And we're talking about hotels in particular, but you know, I think hotels are, a thumbs up. I think we all kind of like the hotel, but what about Airbnb and some of these other alternative type accommodations?
I like Airbnb. I think both Airbnb and hotels serve different purposes. Mm-hmm. And I think it depends on the purpose of the trip. I love a good hotel personally, but I'm thinking on my last leisure trip, I stayed in an Airbnb because it provided a little bit more flexibility. There was a kitchen. It was in mm-hmm. a nice neighborhood that I wanted to explore. But hotels are great because they obviously provide the structure and sometimes the safety that you need depending on the destination.
Well, that's a really good point because there have been, or especially in the beginning, there were some issues around Airbnb, especially the particular choice that you can make to rent a room where someone else is also staying in the home that you may not know. So that still, to me, can feel a little uncomfortable and a little unsafe. But that just may be that baby boomer side of me where I grew up with hotels. That was a choice. Unless you went camping or did something like that, but
I'm right there with you. I'd be a little bit trepidated on staying in someone's room. I usually book out the entire place so I can have like me and myself.
And couch surfing. Time. I mean, that's another one too that you know you hear of some people wanting to do that. That sounds a little like but overall though, would you say, just generally speaking, millennials are still wanting to kind of have that hotel experience?
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny because I think there may be this kind of misconception that millennials are not staying in hotels, but a lot of them do because we have a lot of variety now. You talk about Moxie and True, and I know there's Even brands for health conscious folks. So there's a lot more product variety out there, and people can really pick hotels that really fit who they are, and sometimes in specific locations where they want something more city or something a little bit more understated and casual.
Well, I think the hotels are doing a great job with that because even, again, going back to New York City, there are so many of the same hotels. So Hilton Garden, there might be one in Times Square. There might be one on the Upper East Side. Depending on where you want to stay, you can still stay with that brand, especially if you like to have brand loyalty, have a particular brand that you want to follow. There is a lot of option around that, which is a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Now, we're coming out to the end of this segment, so I want to ask you this question, though, switching gears a little bit. What about sustainability? I mean, is that a big thing for millennials? Are you wanting to leave less of a footprint?
I think it depends on the person. You do have folks that ask the question, hey, is this ethical? Is this sustainable? And then you have folks that want to be educated during the planning process. And they're like, oh, well, this actually makes sense. How can we make better decisions on sustainability?
I think that's really important because so many more people, I think, are traveling. When I first started traveling and working for Pan Am, the planes would sometimes go out empty, or, you know, you go to destinations and you didn't have all the long lines to get into the attractions. Nowadays, almost wherever you go, the planes are full, the attractions are, you know, the lines are backed up. So more people, I think, are out there traveling because there are more options and more ways that you can do it and afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we come down to the end of this segment again. We're zipping through this. So much good information about millennial travel trends. And when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with Jason Elliott from The Go Generation, as well as Olivia Varnson, the two millennials sitting in. And I'm trying to hold it up for the baby boomers. We'll be back in a few minutes. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapporo Island Beach Vacations. Back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.